This 30-something-year-old woman is trying to have a threesome. I knew it was bad to go into, but I love the validation. I can't lie. I felt like I was that nigga. He like pointed over here like, come here, let me talk to you real quick. This nigga like, all right, bet. Bitch ass nigga, I see you texting my bitch, nigga, that's my mother. I mean, the nigga just starts spazzing at the mouth. At this point, I probably done sharded like 3-4 times. The girl is over there like, please stop this and that. She's screaming. He's just my friend. He's just my friend. No, don't say that. You gonna make the nigga more mad. He going off, nigga. I will shoot you, nigga. I'm a real street nigga. I don't play about this shit. I strip his whole on none of this shit. He reaching like he got something on him. This nigga is screaming, I will shoot you. He's reaching for it. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, YND. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button if you new. If y'all want to hear more dating advice, more crazy stories like this and breakdowns, I do all of that. You can go check out my Patreon as well. The D stands for discipline, not distracted. You know what I'm saying? So today, we're about to be talking about another slimy, grimy-ass story. You hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got to understand how the dating god was made. I went through so many different things. And I had so many different escapades. I did this, I did that, I did this. I'm about to start trying to tell y'all stuff I've been through and then combine it with advice so y'all can know how to maneuver out here as a young man on a dating scene so you don't gotta make all the mistakes that I made. Okay, so let's get into this. Yes, a nigga really tried to shoot YND over his bitch. You feel what I'm saying? And it wasn't even my fault. Or was it? You know what I'm saying? But we about to find out. So let me take this back, okay? So let me set up the backstory. So first, I was 19 when this happened, okay? I was 19. And I used to work at a Dunkin' Donuts, okay? That was my first job that I had. I'm always been like a consistent nigga with jobs. So I get this job and I stay there. I get another job, I stay there. Like that's usually how I do, stay at a place at least 3 years, 4 years or so, right? So at 16 years old, this was my first job that I ever had, right? I worked at Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm 19 years old and we had this was right before COVID. We had a new hire, right? It was this chick. She was kind of in the face, you know what I'm saying? Like she wasn't in the ass, she was like, you know, she was cool. I mean, you might throw her a bone, you know what I'm saying? But she had that wag on in the back, you know what I'm saying? And I got the drag on, so if it's the wag on, you know what I'm saying? Nigga might have to slay the dragon, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, you feel what I'm saying? She had a big badonk in the back. So the face card, as the girls would say, it wasn't really valid, you know what I'm saying? But like, I look better than her. You know, I probably fucked me based off the face before her. But when it came to the body though, she had that badonk, okay? So big booty girl and type of face, she was light skinned, right? She was older. She had to be like 30, 31, around there, right? And I'm 19. So she starts there. Now when she first starts, I never work on the same shift as her. I used to see her name like on the schedule, right? And I knew it was somebody new. Other people had told me that worked there, but I've never seen her, okay? I've never seen her. Now also let me mention that my role is I was kind of like a team lead or a crew lead. I had been there for so many years. So if I did work with somebody new, I really had to be, you know, kind of closely working with them because I used to train people. That's basically what I'm saying, right? So there was this other girl there. Let's call her Emma, you know what I'm saying? And then it was a new dude that was in the interview process, but he was not hired yet. But I'm gonna get to all of that later. They're gonna come into play later. I'm gonna call my nigga Quan. So this main girl is there. I never worked with her. But for the first time, I checked the shift and I see that we're gonna be on the first, it's like a split shift that kind of crosses over into the daytime. So the way it would work is most of the time you had people that work first shift or they work the evening shift, right? There was no middle ground. So you work in the morning or you come in towards the afternoon and then you close up the store around 9 p.m., right? That's how it worked. Since I was in high school, well, actually at this time I would have been in college. So I used to come back on my breaks and I would work for money right over the break when I would come home. And so a lot of times I would sometimes work both shifts because I was just trying to get my bread up and I ain't had nothing else to do, right? So one day I saw on the schedule me and the main girl, I don't know what I'm gonna call her yet, Quisha or something, I don't fucking know, big booty Quisha or whatever. She was working the same shift as me, okay? We had the same overlapping shift. So what would happen was she would get off around 2 p.m., but I would come in at like 12:30 or 1, right? And during this time, there's certain people that get off from the morning shift, and then there's just a couple of people that stay just to hold over until the next group comes in, which would be me, right, to close the store, okay? So I would get there around 12:30, 1 or something like this, and she would stay until 2 or 2:30 p.m. During this time, a lot of other people that was on the first shift would leave. This gave us time to be alone, so it would be me and her the only ones in the store by ourselves for about an hour and some change, right? That's how it worked, until the other person that would close with me would come in, right? So the way it first happened, you know, we interacted. It was just, hey, you know, nice to meet you. I'm Dean. What's your name? And she like, hey, my name is this, whatever, right? Cool. Nothing crazy right there. We start talking more and more. You know, YND, you know, I got to put the mouthpiece on a little bit. But to be quite honest with you guys, at times like this, especially at work, I'm not dumb. So I usually never try to flirt or get with girls at work. Then we start interacting more, right? So over time of having shifts together, she starts flirting with me and we just start having more conversations. Now I'm gonna let you know how I knew she was flirting. So one time she was talking about Chris Brown. Now this was around the time that Chris Brown did his Indigo tour, or he was about to do it, right? And she was like, oh yeah, I'm about to go see Chris Brown with me and my homegirl, whatever, whatever. And she like, I always thought he was so fine. And I'm just like, yeah, like I ain't got nothing to say to that. Like, what you want me to say? Yeah, me too, bitch. Yeah, he's your man on the floor. Like, I didn't have nothing to say. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. She like, do you like Chris Brown? Now, I really like Chris Breezy's music. As y'all niggas know, I sing. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, yeah, I like Chris Brown music. I got to see Chris Brown in concert when I was like 4 or 5. He was just like 16, 17, right? So I got to see him when I was real young. I always liked Chris Brown. And then she like, yeah, he always been so fine. And I'm like, okay. And then she like, yeah, you kind of look like him. And in my mind, I'm like, bitch, I don't look like no motherfucking Chris Brown, but you trying to flirt with me because I'm light-skinned. You said he fine as fuck. She's trying to obviously say that I'm fine as fuck. I ain't say nothing about it. See, some of y'all niggas, y'all probably think I was over there like, you know, but I wasn't though. I was just like, oh, okay, appreciate it. Like, that's how I played it, right? The next time, she starts to become more and more aggressive. Mind you, every time we get this overlapping shit, it would just be me and her. So one time we had somebody coming through the drive-thru, and so the guy wanted some whipped cream like on his drink. I think he got one of the frozen coffees, like it's like a frappe type of thing, similar to McDonald's that Dunkin' Donuts has. And so I walk over to like our mini fridge to get the whipped cream out, and she purposely runs over there real quick, like on some like flirty, being funny stuff. And she bends over with that big badonk in the back, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? And I'm already over there. She bends over right in front of me, booty on my little Peter Wacker. You know what I'm saying? Well, it ain't little, you know what I'm saying? Especially in that moment, the nigga started to have that Pinocchio dick, that motherfucker started, you know what I'm saying? But she bent her ass all the way over on purpose and reaches down because the fridge was like low, right? So she bends over, grabs the whipped cream, and purposely like looks back at me as she's putting her ass on my meat stick, you feel what I'm saying? And of course, in the moment, I'm like, this is as aggressive as it gets, right? And then later in that same shift, she actually comes up to me and rubs on my chest and she says, do you work out? You seem like you work out, right? This is as obvious as it gets. I mean, a girl put her booty on my meat stick, you know what I'm saying? She put her badonk on my meaty weedy and she rubbed my titties and asked me if I work out. Does that mean she has high interest? Yes, nigga, she has high interest. So of course I knew that in the moment. I'm like, oh, she really liked me. But mind you, my mama always taught me, family always taught me, you never mess with girls you work with. And also, this girl is like 30-some years old, and I'm 19 years old. So in my mind, I'm kind of like, something off here. Like, why is she so into me like this? I understand that if a woman finds a man attractive, even if he's younger, women can fuck younger guys, women can fuck older guys. I understand that. But usually, I like girls that's a bit more reserved. They flirt back. You know, they entertain, but they not this aggressive initiator. So to me, I'm like, you childish. Like, something is off in your head that you 30, 31 years old, and you want to put your ass and basically sexually harass a young nigga like this. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't complaining, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still like something off here. So I wasn't really that gung-ho on jumping into this, right? But later in the shift, she rubs on my chest and she say all that. I'm like, okay, yeah, obviously. And I'm like, yeah, I work out, whatever. She's like, oh, where do you work out at? I dodge this question. I do some little finesse and I get around that shit, right? She tells me that she's looking for a new job or something like this, so she might not be working there no more. And she asked me for my number, right? And she's like, we might not see each other no more, so let me get your number so we can talk like outside of this, right? And I'm like, okay, cool, right? I felt like kind of forced to do it, because it's like, on one side, I hit, you know what I'm saying? I'll tear that thing up. But then on the other side, the face ain't really in that sun. Like, it's not really valid, and I like pretty faces. I be having certain looks that get me going, and her face was not there. She wasn't busted or gross, but she just wasn't in that sun. Like, it wasn't for me. That's not my type of heem, you know what I'm saying? I like the heem, not the heem, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had a little bit of, it just wasn't for me, you know what I'm saying? But my other side is like, damn, I hit, And does that make me gay if I say no? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of still 19, living off the validation of women. Y'all know what that's like, which you should never do. But I'm like, well, I got somebody coming on to me. Fuck it, I'll take it. So I'm like, shit, all right, yeah, here my number. Immediately when we leave and get off, when I get off work, she texts me later like, hey, with all these whys, right? And she's like, just thinking about you, how was your day? My first thought is, bitch, is we 16? Like, I'm still thinking to myself, you childish ass grown woman, you 30 some years old, right? She started telling me about her life a little bit in text. I'm playing it super P, cause I'm always been a nigga. You ain't gonna catch me in text saying some crazy wild stuff, you know, for the most part, man. Sometimes they might get your boy, but a lot of times I've learned, cause when I was younger, I had some instances where I said some shit over text. You know, being bold to girls, they would screenshot it and put it in their group chats, and that shit is embarrassing as fuck. I learned that at like 10 years old, 11 years old, you shit like that. But anyway, I'm keeping it P. No emojis, dry ass texting, very straightforward, ignoring questions I don't want to answer. And she's starting to share about her life. So she tells me that basically she had a newborn that was like 7 months old. She had like 3-4 other kids or something like this. And I'm like, okay, like whatever, right? And so she asked me if I drink. And then she also keep asking me about what gym I go to because she's trying to get a membership. And that made me feel weird. I'm like, bitch, what you trying to pop up at my gym? Like, I need my peace of mind. You can't work with me and be at the same fucking gym as me, goddammit. I don't like to fuck girls that go to the same gym as me or that work with me, guys. That's a no-no. Keep it friendly, keep it cordial. That, you don't shit where you eat, you know what I'm saying? I learned that from my old dog, you feel what I'm saying? And also, my mom's experience, my dad's experience, all type of shit that I've seen. One of my homeboys went through it. It's just not what you do, okay? So I ignore that question, and I'm like, yo, this girl is texting me like a childish-ass 16-year-old, right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you childish as fuck. Like, you older than me, acting younger than me. That's how I'm feeling. Like, she a schoolgirl or something. She flirting with me, right? Like, she got a crush on me. And so I'm like, okay. She asked me if I drink. I'm like, nah, not for real. Now, at this time, I hadn't really drank that much. And she's like, oh, you know, you wouldn't drink with me or something like this. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I drink with you. I drink sometimes, but I sing. I don't really drink, you know, like that. And she's like, oh, so you really are like Chris Brown. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, right? And so she tells me, this was crazy. Now, this is the part of the story I did not include, so this is a twist. Me and this girl live in the same apartment complex. Okay. However, she lives on the other side of the whole complex. This is a big area, right? She lives on the other side and I live on this side, right? She tells me that she got kids. They be going to the community pool that's over there. She tries to ask me to go to the pool at night with her, right? And drink. And I'm like, should I do that? Should I not? Like, I could hit right over there. Then she tries to tell me, hey, I'm about to take my kids over to my mama's house or something, she said, to drop them off. And she like, you can come over here. We can drink and have a good night. Now, this is funny. I was this close to doing it on one of the nights, okay? I was this close to stepping out and just, unfortunately, I was gonna cap to my mama. I'm sorry, mama. I know you watch these videos. I was gonna cap to my mama and say my nigga Jay Breezy, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Jay Scudder Slime, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga. Was gonna come pick me up and we was gonna slide down the strip and do what we do, right? Well, I decided something in me, I don't know if it was the spirit of God or what, told me not to do it. So I said, nah, not tonight. Maybe we can try another time. Okay. I go to work the next day or the 2 days later, whatever. Okay. And when I'm at work, there's this new dude there. The one I said was in the interview process, my nigga Quan. Okay. He was new. This was like my second day or first day. One of them working with him. He was very new. And then Emma. Okay. She owned the shit too. Now Emma and me, we went to the same high school. We ended up kind of messing around. We did mess around, and then her boyfriend that she had sent me a message saying he was pissed and they was arguing and he caught her cheating with me. But we gonna get to that later, you know what I'm saying? So me and her cool, and this is the new dude. I'm training them on how to make waffle cones, right? We on the Baskin Robbins side of things and the ice cream spot, and I'm showing him how to make coffee. Like, I'm training him, like I said, right? And on the shift, Emma comes and says, old girl, right? We talking about big booty girl, you know? She like, yeah, me and her been texting and she was talking about you, like she likes you or something. And I'm like, what y'all say? Like, let me see. So she shows me the text. And this 30-some-year-old woman is trying to have a threesome. This is what she told Emma. She tells Emma, she like, yeah, I see it in the text, literally with my own eyes. She said, me, you, and him should all come over to my crib. We gonna hang out, drink, and we can get him drunk and take advantage of him. And she put like laughing faces and all of this stuff. And Emma, she like 18, 19, like around the same age as me. And she's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, you know, I don't know what she think. Now I look back, like I said, we ended up messing around. So at the time, she probably looked at it like, sounds enticing. You know, a little freak ass nigga. She a 69 god, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what she's thinking, but I see these text messages for myself. So now I'm thinking to myself, this is trouble. Like, even my radar at this time, even though I'm a young nigga that, you know, I like to fuck girls, of course I want validation and stuff at that time, and I'm still seeking that, just being a young man. I'm not like that now, but at that time I was. Even then, I had enough sense to know something is not right about this, okay? I felt off. Because I felt like it was some predatory behavior and I felt forced into it. Because it's like, if you deny it as bold as she was being, it's like I'm gay or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta take it because I want to, because the ass was fat. But at the same time, I'm like, I really don't want to do this. This is a bad situation. If things go left at my job, I could get fired. She could make my life a living hell. She also know where I live. This could get back to my mama. And if my mama would have found out at that time, my mama would have went crazy. Bitch, I'll beat your ass. You talking to my son. My son 19 years old. You 30 son. It would have got bad, right? So I knew it was bad to go into. But I love the validation. I can't lie. I felt like I was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, now, like, you like a young boy just turned 19 and I got poop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Breezy. Like, mama, you may be 10 years older, but you had to give me that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like Breezy. You feel me? Like, I thought I was getting the older chick. You know what I'm saying? I had the Jones on lock. That's how I felt. And so I'm kind of liking it, but hating at the same time. Like, what do I do? What do I do? And the girls, I asked her, like, what you think of that? She like, I don't know, she tripping. You know, it would be fun for all us to hang out though, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. Literally 2 hours later, I'm still over there training them on waffle cones, showing my brother Quan what to do. And mind you, this is a straight street nigga. This nigga is. Quan is like, this nigga smelled first day. You know, I could tell why he ended up getting fired. That nigga smelled like the loudest, loud pack in that bitch. I mean, you come near that nigga, he's screaming, goddammit. I smoke. You know what I'm saying? That's all his whole aura and his scent and everything just gave off. His pheromones was 420, you know what I'm saying? That's all it was. He already told me and showed me how he had a gun on him that he carried around with him, but he was cool as fuck. Like, immediately me and him clicked, we laughing about shit, just kicking it, right? It's one of them type niggas. Like, he cool, but you can't hang with that nigga outside of that, because you don't know what he do outside of this, and you might get caught up in his bullshit, right? He's one of them type niggas, but he cool when you just kicking it with him. Y'all know what I'm talking about, niggas that's like that. They kind of gangster thugs, and like, you can't be too tight with them, because it might ruin your life. But when you see that nigga, you like, that's my nigga, he cool people, you know what I mean? It was like that, off rip. And so, 2-3 hours later, I'm training this nigga. My back is turned. I hear a nigga, I hear the door open, right? And this nigga walk in, I'm gonna call this nigga, I don't know what I'm gonna call this nigga. This nigga look like James Evans. This was a James Evans, 6'4", with dreadlocks and tattoos, buff ass nigga. He look like, I'm Tyrone, and I just wanna fuck your wife, long dick style. He look like that nigga, you feel me? Like, I ain't like it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like it at all, you know what I'm saying? And so I hear a nigga's deep voice talking about some, is D here? My dumb ass, my brain is like, I don't recognize that voice. I turn around, I look at this nigga, and I don't got no badge on. I don't even got my badge on with my name, so I could have said any name, right? I'm looking at this nigga. My first thought is, I do not know who this nigga is. But my dumb ass, before I even think about it, I'm already speaking. I'm like, that's me. Like, I'm just some bold ass nigga. I volunteer as tribute ass nigga. I'm like, yeah, that's me. He talking about something. Come over here, let me talk to you for a second. Right when this happens, old girl with the big booty runs in, right? She runs in from the car and she's grabbing this nigga. Stop, no, don't do this. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna die. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. This is about to be over for me. It's a wrap. It's a D. You know what I'm saying? He going on my head top. He finna, I was scared already. Like, nigga, my heart dropped down to my ass cheeks. Nigga, my shit probably clapped in the back. No homo. I'm just saying, nigga, I was scared. You feel me? Like, scared, nigga. You could have seen death in my eyes. I was looking death in the eyes. This nigga way bigger than me, right? And buff, this nigga got the locks. I mean, he fit the stereotype of, I'm gonna fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? He looked like the nigga that's, his energy was fuck around and find out. And I wasn't trying to find out. You know what I'm saying? So he talking about, let me holler at you real quick. She come in. She like, stop, don't do this. She looked like a little kid or like Scrappy Doo. When Scrappy would be like, let me out. And they just hold his head and he can't move like in a cartoon. He just stuck in the spot. That's how she looked. Like, he just like, bitch, stop. And he literally mugged her in the face, grabbed her by the fucking like neck, had her in the headlock. Like, bitch, move, right? He's like, come here, let me holler at you real quick. In my mind, I'm like, don't do it. Now that, I said, hell no. Cause nigga, listen, What you're not gonna do, what we're not gonna do is, he talking about some come holler, come over here and holler, let me holler at you real quick over in this corner. He like pointing over here like, come here, let me talk to you real quick. What we're not gonna do is, I'm not about to go over there so you can dangle me up by my feet or some shit, rough me up in the corner. Nigga, this is not a 1960s black movie where you're gonna show me and put me in my place, nigga. Fuck that. I'm like, I said, nah, I ain't going over there. I said, whatever you need to say, you can say it right here. Because I already knew what it was. That's exactly what I said it to him. And I'm staring at him in his eyes, right? Staring at him in his eyes, trying not to lose eye contact. Because everything in me is like, don't be a bitch, but don't be a fool to where you incite violence that's unnecessary, right? That's what I'm thinking. Don't come across like you a whole ass nigga, but also don't come across like you trying to make a problem, right? And so this nigga like, all right, that. Bitch ass nigga, I see you texting my bitch, nigga. That's my motherfucking bitch, nigga. I mean, the nigga just starts spazzing at the mouth. At this point, I probably done sharded like 3-4 times. You know, I probably had a good, you know, just to let out the last little Hershey drop turd that came out, like when Patrick had the chocolate. That was me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't even hear nothing, nigga. Everything was just wah, 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 wah. The girl next to me turned, Emma, she turned in beet red. The other nigga over here looking like, what the fuck going on? And then we got another old man customer that's behind him, like sitting down with his coffee that I had already helped that day, okay? And the girl is over there like, please stop this and that. She's screaming, he's just my friend. Bitch, no the fuck, don't say that. You're gonna make the nigga more mad. That's what I'm thinking, like, don't say that, nah. He like, nah. Bitch ass nigga, that's my bitch, nigga. Don't you fucking texting my bitch and shit, nigga. That's my shit, nigga. Them my kids. And I'm like, right. But I ain't looking at him like that. I'm like, no. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm just letting that nigga talk, and then I'm like, nah, I'm just letting him go, right? He going off, nigga, I will fucking shoot you, nigga. I'm a real street nigga. I don't play about this shit. I will fire your ass up, boy. I do this. I shoot up this whole motherfucking place. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Now, in retrospect, I'm like, if you were really a gangsta ass nigga, a real G's moving silence like lasagna. So at this point, I'm starting to feel like he ain't really about it. This is some simp ass nigga that's insecure, that's hurt. And he blaming me. Because I'm like, my nigga, if you read the text, you saw I didn't do nothing. Like, you trying to kill me over your bitch. Now, this is the thing. I never seen him pull out a gun, but he say he got a gun on him and he will shoot me, basically, if I give him the wrong answer to this question he got coming up next, okay? And I'm about to tell you what it is. But he reaching, right, acting like he got something on him. But I'm still scared because he got the scrunched up James Evans, you know, so I'm Tyrone. Look, I'm like, oh, hell nah, boy. Like, I ain't trying to get fucked up. Now, there's a knife. This was funny. It's like a knife. And then it was like a pointy thing to make waffle cones that's right under me that he can't see because I'm standing behind the counter, right? Where the ice cream, somewhere where the cashier and the register is at, right? You would have to see it to understand it, but try to picture that, right? Me behind the counter. And there's a knife down there and like a little pointy cone. I'm thinking to myself, because this nigga keep getting closer, right? It's like sometimes he get real close to me like this. Like if you me, he get like this, but then sometimes he back up. And I'm like, for one, say it, don't spray it, my nigga. All right. And for two, if you get too close, my nigga, I might have to chink, 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 chink. You know what I'm saying? On your ass. That's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, that motherfucker right here. I'm already reaching down, kind of grabbing like the handle of it. Like, if he just move, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. Now, mind you, this nigga is screaming, I will shoot you. He's acting like he's reaching for it, right? He acting like he reached for it. He like, did you fuck my bitch saying this? Right, this the question. I'm like, nah, I ain't do nothing. That's my thing. My nigga, you finna kill me. I ain't even fucked. Like, come on, if you gonna kill me, at least let me get some of the cone chip. You know what I'm saying? Let me just a little sniff of it at least. You know what I'm saying? Let me just get a little bit of that roast beef. Let me get a couple of strokes in outside and then kill me. You feel me? At least, like, I was scared. I'm like, I'm about to die and I ain't even get to hit. That's what I'm thinking, right? And now he's saying he about to shoot up the place. He acting like he got a gun and he ends up threatening everybody. I will shoot all y'all up. I don't give a fuck about nothing, right? This my bitch. That's how he acted, right? The old man behind him, this one shit get crazy. The old man behind him, he turns off, like, so if this the seat, right? He in his seat, he kind of turned this way facing us. And he's looking like this. Old white man, like 60-something years old. And he's looking like this. Like, you gonna shoot up everybody. You got a gun on you. Like, that's his face. He's looking at me. I'm looking over at him. I'm like this. Like, no, don't get involved, right? The old man, don't get involved. At the end of it, the dude rants. I just let him talk. He didn't get that deep at the end. He said, stay away from my bitch. Or he said, it's smoke, little nigga. It's gonna be fucking smoke. Oh, this is the part I didn't include. My job and my house is so close together, and I don't have a car at this time, that I walk home. So I'm scared as fuck when I get off work because me and her live at the same apartment complex. I don't think he knew that, but He says, stay away from my bitch. Don't fuck with my bitch. I'm like, I ain't fuck your bitch. And I'm gonna stay away. You got it, boss man. You got it. Sir, yes, sir. God damn it. And so I'm like, I got you. That's what I said. At the end, I was like, I got you. And so he grabbed her. He's like, come on. She's like, no, I'm staying here. He said, bitch, come on. And he grabbed her, choked her up, and just dragged her out. Like, she was literally like this, like, reaching for us. And he walking the other way, holding her in this. And she like this, right? Now, what's fucked up is the street nigga next to me, I look up. He all the way over there holding his gun next to his jacket. He talking about some, yeah, nigga talking about he gonna shoot up the whole place. He like, I don't know you that well, but shit, nigga, I know you. I don't know him. And he talking about he gonna shoot up everything. Nigga, we can get a shooting in this bitch, right? And then the old man walks up, okay? The old man walks up and he lifts up his shirt, right? He was like Marines, 30-some years or something he did, right? Retired Marine, whatever he said. He was a retired vet and he had a Glock on him. So this shit could have got real nasty, y'all. This is why you got to be smart. The moral of all of this is, one, do not fuck with girls who got boyfriends. Ask them if they got boyfriends first so you can have plausible deniability, right? So if you do get caught, you can at least tell the nigga, hey, bro, she told me XYZ. And also, don't fuck with girls that got boyfriends or husbands. That shit is dangerous. It's stupid as fuck. It's no point in doing it. It's so many single girls. And number two, control your emotions, man, and be smart. See, I could have got aggressive. I had little inklings in me, just my male nature of wanting to be like, man, bitch ass nigga, you ain't gonna do shit, just because I started to get irritated with how he was talking to me and I felt like he was trying to punk me. But all of that was coming from an ego thing of everybody watching, because the girl's face is beat red. She started crying when he left because she got threatened to be shot up too, right? It was crazy up there, right? If I would have just been like, bitch ass nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing. If he really had a gun, which I think he did for real, if he pulled that motherfucker out, the old man would have started shooting. Old dude Quan over here already walked off to the side and grabbed his gun. It would have got nasty. Now, I wouldn't have died, you feel me? Because I was going to stop, drop, and roll, bitch. And I'm out the back of the door, you feel what I'm saying? So it wouldn't have been me, but it still could have been bad. You know what I'm saying? So that's the moral of the story, guys. Now, I want to just tie up some little loose ends. For one, this girl is dumb as fuck. These girls, they know. Look, come on, bitch, you knew you had a crazy ass nigga at home. That you just had that motherfucker baby. You know that nigga crazy. He controlling his hell. He went through your phone. Within like 3-4 days after I just got your number, the nigga's already up here. So not only is you stupid enough to mention my name in text and not delete our convo, he read the convo about me, Emma, and her having a threesome getting drunk, right? So that's why he came up there saying it. Bitch, you're not gonna delete your messages? You're not gonna lock your phone or whatever? These hoes are dumb. This is why you can't trust them. They'll get you killed. Niggas always die over pussy. I'm telling you, all the gang beefs, the rap beefs, Drake and them, it's all be over hoes. It's not worth it. That's all I gotta tell you. It's not worth it. Now, if y'all wanna know what happened after that, she did not put in a 2 weeks notice. She put in a 2 second notice. The bitch quit right then and there. And she did text Emma one more time, and because she didn't have her phone for a long time. And when she finally got it back, she said that nigga locked her in a dog cage for 2 weeks and was making her eat out of a fucking bowl. Okay, so, you know, and when Quan found that out, he thought that was pretty fucking funny. Okay, Quan was over there like, he choked that bitch out. You saw how he did that? And he made the bitch eat that. You know, and then Quan went in there that much more longer. You know what I'm saying? So we can see why Quan probably got fired with his sense of humor. So if you laughing, you know what I'm saying? You might be getting fired next too, just like Quan. But like, comment, subscribe. Check out my Patreon for breakdown, in-depth dating advice so y'all can know how to maneuver. Being young and disciplined, not young and distracted, to get girls to chase you, to set up your situations how you want and deal with women the way that you want to and get the women that you want. Check out my other videos. Share this all around. I will see y'all in the next one. Be smart out here. Emotional control. Dick discipline. Not all coochie is good coochie, my nigga. Not all coochie is good coochie. That's all I can say. I see.